This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet there's been a dramatic drop in U.S. weapons deliveries for Israel's war effort in Gaza. With his remarks on Sunday, Netanyahu doubled down on accusations his country's top ally, the United States, was withholding weapons shipments despite denials from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. Netanyahu said the drop in arms shipments began 4 months ago without specifying which weapons. A facility helping displaced families was hit by an Israeli airstrike on Sunday, according to witnesses. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
8 Palestinians were killed on Sunday in an Israeli airstrike on a building near Gaza City being used to distribute aid, according to witnesses. They said the strike hit part of an industrial college run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. Mohamed Tafesh, one of the witnesses, described how some were collecting water and others were receiving coupons when the strike hit. He said they'd since been pulling people from the rubble. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Juliet Tuma, UNRWA's director of communications, said the agency was looking into the details of the reported attack. She added that since the beginning of the war, nearly 190 of their buildings had been hit.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel says it's investigating an incident into the conduct of its soldiers after a video surfaced online on Saturday showing an injured Palestinian being transported on the hood of an Israeli armored car in the northern West Bank. The army said the man in the video was a wanted suspect and injured during an exchange of fire between Palestinian militants and Israeli forces near the city of Jenin. This is VOA News. More than 1,300 people died during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia as the faithful faced soaring temperatures at Islamic sites in the desert kingdom. Saudi Arabia's health minister told state TV on Sunday 83% of the fatalities were among unauthorized pilgrims who walked long distances in soaring temperatures. Egyptian officials said more than 660 of the dead were from Egypt. Ukrainian drones and missiles killed several people in Russia and Crimea on Sunday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A video posted on Crimean Wind's Telegram channel shows the sky in Sevastopol while holidaymakers lie on the beach as the sound of explosions erupts nearby. Soon the area is drowning in screams as everyone runs for cover. Officials say several people, including children, were killed by falling debris when 5 Ukrainian missiles were shot down in the Crimean port city. Russian authorities say over 100 people were also wounded by the Ukrainian drone and missile attack. The attacks came after Russia struck Kharkiv with 4 aerial bombs, hitting a 5-story residential building and killing several people. I'm Karen Chamas.
The FBI is offering a reward for information about deadly wildfires in the U.S. southwestern state of New Mexico, with officials suggesting someone started the fires. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The FBI offering up to $10,000 for information on the South Fork and Salt fires in New Mexico that killed 2 people, destroyed hundreds of homes, and forced thousands to flee. Meanwhile, Mike McMillan with the U.S. Forest Service says 1,100 firefighters battling the blazes, making progress.
The rains have enabled us to go direct on the fire's edge and create these containment lines.
But he says steep rocky terrain is making it difficult.
We plan on inserting firefighters with helicopters.
McMillan says evacuations are being lifted in some areas Sunday, others Monday, so residents can go back in and assess damage to their homes. I'm Julie Walker.
British media is reporting the chief data officer of Britain's Conservative Party has taken a leave of absence amid growing allegations the governing party's members have been using inside information to bet on the date of Britain's July 4th national election. The Sunday Times and others reported he is the 4th Conservative official to be investigated by Britain's Gambling Commission for allegedly betting on the timing of the election before the date had been announced. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.